Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. CYMBIOTIKA.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeart Radio app.
The beginning of the newscast, Ken, I don't know, something happened in my throat. I guess I'm losing my voice, so I made some weird noise.
Play it again.
Yeah. There's like a syllable to that and two elements.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
You go up and then you go down.
There's two separate sounds there.
Oh,
I just do as I'm told, Deborah.
I know.
Yeah, right.
That was sexy, wasn't it?
Are you going to add that to the collection, Eric, of the other sounds?
Oh, this is definitely getting saved.
Somebody asked me if it was a sneeze. A listener just sent me a message on social media.
Oh, she noticed.
It was a he. I'm sure a lot of people noticed. I sounded like a ding dong, but I couldn't help it.
Is that like a mating sound? I mean, what?
You know what? I have no control. You know, sometimes things just...
Of course, when you're live, that is going to happen.
Exactly.
I mean.
Sure. Thank you, Ken.
Aren't you supposed to grab the cough button, though, to reduce the sound?
I don't have a cough button, but I was going to shut my mic off, but it was too late. John was cracking up because I'm watching him, and he distracted me, and it was just a train wreck.
Wow. Well, we'll add that to the dumpster next time we throw a hack in with all your other sounds we collected.
Lovely.
I don't even know what to call that sound.
I don't either.
That doesn't fit in any.
It's almost like a gulp.
Yeah.
I've never made it before.
It's half throat clearing, half gulp.
I don't know any girl that makes more one-of-a-kind sounds like you do.
I know.
You have a whole array of them.
I'm a delicate little flower.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot of odd stuff. All right.
Well, we have a new star at the El Segundo Times when it comes to columnists and their wacky musings. This guy, you see his picture there with the wild hair, John?
You know what? He looks like that old comedian Gallagher, doesn't he?
That's a good comparison.
Gallagher would have made more sense.
Although Gallagher's hair was kind of longer and straighter, this guy's hair kind of puffs out.
Yeah. It's like I don't know how to describe this character.
What was that comedian?
Avery Schreiber. Yeah. Well,
one of the guys was like a fat guy with a big ball of head.
Yeah.
Hair on his head. Yeah.
Yeah. Sammy Roth is this guy's name. He's the energy reporter at the Los Angeles Times. I went on his LinkedIn page. Oh, yeah. He is full of himself. He lists 11 different honors and awards that he's gotten for his environmental journalism.
Well, this one was titled How White and Affluent Drivers Are Polluting the Air Breathed by LA's People of Color.
Yeah.
So he writes, like many Angelenos, that's a bad start. I spend a lot of time behind the wheel of my car. I drive from my west side apartment to Dodger Stadium near downtown and further east to hike in the San Gabriel Mountains. I take the 405 freeway north to the San Fernando Valley to see friends, or occasionally south to the LA Times office or to the airport, where I grow my carbon footprint even further.
He grows his carbon footprint?
Now, wait a minute. These people are always bragging to us about how we need to step up and use mass transit.
Yes.
He's driving everywhere.
Yeah. Why is it? Hey, Sammy, you mean Metro doesn't...
Take the bus.
Metro doesn't serve your needs? Yeah. I don't understand.
Ride share with somebody. Carpool.
I grow my carbon footprint.
Wow. So I couldn't help but consider my own complicity while reading a new study from USC researchers finding that Angelenos who drive more tend to be exposed to less air pollution, and Angelenos who drive less tend to be exposed to more pollution.
Now get this.
That may sound like a paradox, he writes.
It's a function of the racism that shaped this city and its suburbs. It continues to influence our daily lives and a stark reminder of the need for climate solutions that benefit everyone.
My colleague Terry Castleman wrote about this study, which was published in the peer-reviewed journal Urban Studies. That's supposed to impress you. Oh, peer-reviewed.
Yeah.
The core finding is that for every 1% increase in miles driven to and from work by people who live in a particular part of LA County, there's an estimated 0.62% decrease in the lung-damaging fine particulate matter to which those Angelenos are exposed. 0.62?
Wait a second. What kind of formula is this? How the hell would they measure this? For every 1% increase in miles driven, there's an estimated 0.62 decrease in the lung-damaging... I don't even know what that means, how to define that or calculate that.
Well, he then talked to the lead author, Jeff Boeing, a professor at USC's Saul Price School of Public Policy. He told me it largely comes down to the shameful history, oh, here we go, of LA County's low-income communities of color being torn apart to make way for freeways, a history that's been extensively documented by the Times. Today, many residents of the county's wider, more affluent neighborhoods who are more able to keep highways out of their lone backyards commute to work through lower-income Black and Latino neighborhoods bisected by the 10, 110, 105 right. freeways and more.
Yeah, like I said, all these freeways were laid down 50, 60, 70 years ago.
Yeah, the 1950s.
Right. Yeah. So I'm driving on it today in 2023, and I'm a racist for driving on the freeways.
Yes, because they bisect communities of color, and you're spewing your toxic fumes.
So what am I supposed to do?
I
mean, Sammy Roth is not taking the Metro bus. He's not taking the homeless train. What am I supposed to do? I didn't build the freeways.
Haven't they talked about not taking the freeways down, but rerouting them? I mean, when Buttigieg talked about this last year, he said something to that effect.
They can't even fill a pothole. They're going to reroute the freeway.
We need to rethink.
Yeah, go ahead. Go reroute the freeway through Beverly Hills. I want to see that one. God.
Well, he talks about, I mean, again, people who don't want a freeway running through their backyard, well, they had to fight to prevent that from happening. I'm sorry, but apparently when all this was going on, there were people in less affluent communities who just weren't as strong a lobbyist.
And maybe if it really
bothered... You always mentioned, Don, there was a freeway supposed to run through Beverly Hills, wasn't
it? Yes, there was. And it should have been built. I always thought more freeways should have been built.
But they fought it there because they were white, affluent.
Yeah, it created more traffic on the west side. West side has very little freeway access, which is why it's always jammed up every day.
He writes this, as a white guy who's lived on LA's west side for most of my life, I benefited from the region's sordid history as well.
Oh my
much
God.
As I try to do my part, taking the train a couple of times a month, walking to local coffee shops and restaurants instead of driving across the city, there's no question I contribute to the inequitable air pollution that the study describes.
And he's guilty about it. How do these people get through the day with all the guilt they have on their shoulders? You mean he doesn't walk to the coffee shop because he wants coffee. He walks to the coffee shop because he's trying to lessen his carbon footprint in poor neighborhoods. This is what he thinks about.
And what did I say last hour? I called myself the perspective on this. I like to put everything in perspective.
Yes.
Do you know how much better car emissions are than they were in like the 60s when these freeways were being built? They're much cleaner than they were. They act like this stuff is killing us all.
The air is not that
bad. This is not 1965.
Go look up LA downtown pollution. They've got photos on it from like the 1950s. You can't see across the street, and I'm not exaggerating. It's like this thick black smog fog, and you can't see anywhere, and all that is gone now. I don't understand. What do you want? We have to live.
He also mentions, and it comes later in the column, that majority white West Side neighborhoods like John Cobalt's, he actually puts you in the story, could be benefiting from ocean breezes that push pollution into predominantly black and Latino areas. Yeah. That's the problem with the Inland Empire, because everything ends up being blown in that direction.
That's why the real estate is so expensive.
Because Valley gets the air trapped too.
If you live within a few miles of the ocean, yes, the air is fresher and cleaner and cooler. The hots aren't that hot.
That's
in the
why
summer.
The real estate's expensive.
That's what. Yeah, exactly right.
What are you going to do? That's kind of the system that we have.
So if you make money, you get to breathe cleaner air. That is true. Imagine, that's the incentive to make some money in life.
Imagine if these people were really in charge. They would use the government to confiscate all the properties and redistribute everything and where people live and that we all live in equitable places so that we have the same exposure to pollution. I don't know. How would you do that? I mean,
by the end, maybe he starts to realize he's insane. I realize it's not on my shoulders alone to make up for a long history of racist housing policies and freeway construction. That's right. You are an insignificant little twerp, okay? It's not on your shoulders. It's not your responsibility. In fact, you don't really do a damn thing in life. But come up with wacky theories on why we should be guilty. Guilty of racism we don't commit.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, we are on from 1 to 4. So if you miss this show live, there's about 40 minutes left. You can pick up the podcast. It's posted up there after 4 o'clock at KFIAM640.com or, of course, the handy iHeartRadio app.
Can I tell you something quick, funny, but it's true? I'm looking up at the news channels on the TVs, and I see video of people crashing through a barrier, making a charge, and I thought it was a bank run. It was the run at the Mexican border this morning.
Oh, yeah, we were going to play that audio.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was the bank run. People like trying to get in the bank to get their money.
They were. You mistook the people crossing a bridge for people trying to get into a bank.
Yes.
We'll play that audio at the end of the hour. That was pretty crazy. We're also going to talk about the border when it comes to fentanyl. A couple of stories popped up, including the president of Mexico basically giving us the finger. Fentanyl is your problem, not ours.
Go die.
And don't you even think about any military intervention in this country.
Boy.
Right. What did I say last week? It's big for their economy, the drug trade.
Yeah, I know.
They would have even more people in poverty if it wasn't for the drug trade.
We got to get those drones that we used on the terrorists in the Mideast. You know, the ones that would hover over the guy.
Are you talking about smudging people?
Smudging people, right? They'd fire a missile and leave behind nothing but a black smudge in the desert.
That's what we do to the terrorists. You want to do that to the cartel people?
Yes, they're terrorists.
It's becoming a real huge problem in this country, Biden's spokeshole didn't admit that.
The cartel guys have killed way more people than the terrorists did.
All right, so we'll get to all of that coming up after the news. We'll play that audio of people, a bunch of migrants rushing the border in Texas. There is going to be pretty soon, within the next 2 weeks, thousands of people on strike at the LA Unified School District. Apparently, this is mostly about the non-teaching workers, but the teachers will probably walk out in sympathy. Local 99 of the Service Employees International Union, that's 30,000 cafeteria workers, bus drivers, custodians, and special ed assistants.
Oh, my God.
There's an impasse. I'm pausing here because I want to be dramatic. There's an impasse in a months-long negotiation for a 30% raise for the lowest earners.
Oh,
have you ever heard a number like that?
30%?
They're being offered 30%.
The janitors want 30%?
Yes.
The cafeteria workers who push
How many years this is for. Is it over? It's probably over a certain number of years.
You mean the people who push all that toxic slop at the kids every day and they call it food?
They're adding more vegetable options.
Like I said,
the healthy lunch that gets thrown in the trash.
God. Woof. They got a lot of nerve. Boy, this union is like some weird cult religion, isn't it? And the teachers. Now, I realize the teachers are beyond shame. I mean, just the worst group of human beings, the teachers in LAUSD. I mean, God, do you have even an ounce of shame after what you did last year?
I was thinking, because we've done that story on the cafeteria is trying like the healthier lunches and the kids usually toss it. We should send Deborah Mark over there to eat all the avocados and lentils.
I'd be happy to.
Oh, I bet
she could just sit there like looking in the trash and picking out all the...
Well, I wouldn't go in the trash.
You just walk up to the kids, you're not going to eat that?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Even you couldn't take that food.
Why?
It's awful.
Avocado and lentils?
It's all just made
She
badly.
Loves avocados and lentils.
Exactly. In fact, that's what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. I'm going to make a salad with avocado and lentils.
Wow. I thought of you over the weekend because I was out to lunch with some friends and one of them got avocado toast.
Yes.
And I said, that's a Deborah Mark staple.
My favorite.
Somebody ought to name an avocado toast dish after you.
I know. That would be awesome. Will you do that,
but
somebody?
But you do realize the downside of that.
What?
They think that's elitist. They sometimes pick on people that eat avocado toast as being one of those people.
I know.
Has no real worries in life. They're elitist.
Trust me, she's elitist, okay?
You know what? I just don't care anymore what people think. Yeah, I've gotten to that point.
That's right.
You know what? I like avocado toast, so there.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. You'd be proud of it.
Yes. Yes,
you wear your avocado toast proudly.
I would post it so I'd get lots of likes.
She just told me a few minutes ago that she was up last night because of the time change.
Well, I was. It messed me up.
See, I told you, John, I started the show by saying, aren't we all worn out from the time change?
Yeah, I also thought about it, and it was the strangest thing, and then I heard coyotes in the middle of the night. It was just a bunch of stuff.
How did the time change, Kate? I mean, what is there
Maybe
to think
about? Maybe
that's
why you made that noise in the news.
Exactly. I'm very tired. I think my voice is tired. Because I was thinking, okay, it's not really 8:30, right? It's not really 9:30, it's 8:30. I was thinking about all that.
And this
that.
Went on all night? Well, now it's not really 2 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock.
Yes.
It's not really 3 o'clock.
Right
it's
now,
2 o'clock.
And I know John's doing the same thing. I'm looking at the bright side. Sundown is after 7 tonight.
Oh, I love that.
Look, now you love that.
No, I am happy to deal with the one night that I got screwed up sleep because I'm going to be driving home tonight and I'll have, what, 3 more hours of sun.
You could sit in traffic in daylight instead of the dark.
Well, I like driving during the day better.
Now, United Teachers Los Angeles is also seeking a 20% wage increase. This is just over 2 years. 2 years.
20%?
Yes. So that's the other battle that's going on.
If
so, now they want to sympathize with the cafeteria workers in their battle.
If outside of, I don't
By the way, the school district's losing enrollment. They're having financial
problems. Of course. Well, because anybody who can get out is getting out. Outside of, I don't have the money, what's the argument for going to an LAUSD school? As compared to any other choice, charter school, private school, parochial school, home school, what would be the argument to go to LAUSD?
After the incredible learning loss that occurred because they shut the schools down, LA Unified shut the schools down for like the longest time.
How can
anybody ask for more money?
How can a civilized country have a school system this bad? And then they're constantly preaching about equity and diversity and all that. 80% of the kids are minority kids, and look how they're treated by the union. All these woke hucksters. They are nothing but hucksters. Look what they do to the kids.
The average pay for the bus drivers, custodians, and food service workers is $31,825. That's low, and if you live in Los Angeles, that's tough to pay the rent.
Well, what are you going to do if you're cleaning toilets and serving slop? Of course it pays low.
That's been the problem with the L.A. County and L.A. City workforce for years. It's low-paid service workers. And that's the reason why this county is always mired in poverty.
It's up to you to gain the skills or education to make more money. It's not up to me to pay you more to serve slop to a kid who's not going to eat it anyway. And by the way, they serve slop, and then the teachers don't want to show up for work. We were supposed to pay more money for this privilege? Honestly, if the whole system ought to be shut down, all of it ought to be shut down, and we ought to give vouchers to all the parents, give them X number of dollars, and say, here, you decide what school your kid goes to, and let's have competition. Let all the schools earn their students, and everything will change overnight.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about fentanyl. The president of Mexico has basically said, not our problem, it's your problem, U.S. And we'll play that audio of people rushing the border. 1,000 people tried to march over the border.
Not a bank run.
It was not a bank run. John made a mistake in hearing the audio. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, let's talk about the border and fentanyl for a few minutes here on the John and Ken Show. The Mexican president, we call him AMLO. Sounds like a big box store like Costco. I went to AMLO today.
Or one of those multi-level marketing scams.
Oh, it does too. His name is Andres Manuel López Obrador.
Yeah. And
a lot of people in Mexico go by three or four names.
Yeah, it's a little excessive.
Well, he basically was responding to some calls about taking stronger measures against the cartels and the fentanyl drugs getting into the United States. They like to, we did this story last week, to produce these news releases where they seized, right? Huge amounts of fentanyl at the border. What they're not telling you is a lot more got through. That's the problem. We learned this when it came to migrants. Years ago when they would say, well, you know, we detained 100,000 migrants. Hey, yeah, but we only get one out of every three caught.
Look, we got an administration, and it's not the first administration, that doesn't care. What they'll do is announce their scattered victories when they get a big haul of fentanyl or they bust a ring of drug cartel guys or they pull over some car, and they'll have headlines. And these investigators live for the headlines. It makes them look good to their bosses. They can get a promotion. They bring good publicity to the agency.
Right.
They don't actually care very much. If the administration cared, we'd have drones sending missiles right through the hearts of every single one of these cartel members. That's what we would do. We'd declare a real war and win the war by killing them all.
So the speech he made last week, or the statement he made last week, and again, if you don't know, basically what happens is chemicals are imported from China into Mexico, and then fentanyl is produced at labs in that country, and then the fentanyl is moved into the United States. It's been blamed for 70,000 opioid deaths per year in the U.S.
Look how many, God, would we spend $1 trillion on the Iraq and Afghanistan wars?
Sounds right.
Over what, 3,000 people that got killed? Here it's 70,000 every year. And we don't do poop about all the fentanyl coming in the country. Nothing.
So where do you hear this? He went on to say, well, here we do not produce fentanyl and we do not have consumption of fentanyl. Why doesn't the United States take care of their problems of social decay? He went on to talk about single-parent families, parents who kick grown children out of their houses, and people who put elderly relatives in old age homes and visit them just once a year. Oh, he took some real shots at what he thinks is American culture. It's pretty funny.
He's kind of right.
See, in Mexico, the elderly just tend to live with their families. They don't
And children aren't kicked out of the house.
No.
And, you know, everybody lives together. They might live in tight quarters, but they're together. Except he doesn't explain how so many of the kids end up working for the drug cartels. And slicing off their rivals' heads.
So apparently the U.S. ambassador to Mexico said that we've been talking to Mexico about doing more to stop the scourge of fentanyl to protect both countries. And there was some talk by a couple of congresspeople that maybe the U.S. needs to take its own military action in Mexico to stop the cartels. And that's what got AMLO worked up.
Well,
not going to do that.
I heard Lindsey Graham. He went on I think Fox the other day, I heard this, and he was like, let's get the military in there and, you know, let's start killing people. That was his message.
Let's invade Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean, actually, send out the drones and the smudges?
Send out. Yeah, exactly. Do the drones or do some targeted attacks.
I mean, the cartel is marching along there in the Mexican...
Well, If they're killing, look.
And they've got their big wheel or a big wagon of fentanyl.
Yeah, right. Yeah, blow it up. I mean, either 70,000 dead people a year is either a good thing or a bad thing, right?
Right.
If it's a bad thing, then you have to take action against the country sending it here. That would be Mexico. So do it. If you don't do it, means you don't care. I'm thinking the message to American families is, look, the Biden administration doesn't care. Most of the administrations never cared. Clearly, the Mexican administration, I mean, AMLO basically is a spokesman for the drug cartels, right? So, of course, he's going to say we don't have a problem here. Of course he is. If he doesn't say that, he's going to get the drone.
And there could be two reasons for that. Either he's corrupt and paid off, or it's a big part of their economy, and they don't want to lose this job source.
Right. So they...
And the cartels employ a lot of people. It's not a good thing, but that's the truth. And they pay them well.
Right. So, of course, he's going to say, hey, it's all on you guys. You guys are the customers, the consumers. So it goes back to our administration. Why shouldn't we be going in there and killing people? I don't care if it's an invasion. So what? That's what our military's for, to stop a threat. That's a threat. Huge threat. Unless, otherwise, you know, if you got kids, you really are on your own. You've got to figure out some way to convince them not to take a single pill outside of what their doctors prescribe.
Yeah, the Times did a story that if you go to Mexico and you buy drugs at Mexican pharmacies, there's a really good chance there's going to be fentanyl in it. And apparently some American tourists are overdosing and dying. I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about because, what did we just learn last week? And a woman and her family went to Mexico to have a tummy tuck. So people have medical procedures in Mexico. A lot of people go there, too, because the drugs are a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are just going to Mexican pharmacies, and they're ending up with pills full of fentanyl.
And the feds were first alerted in the spring of 2019, by a California medical examiner, they found that a 29-year-old Brennan Harrell had died of a fentanyl overdose after he and a friend bought pills at a drugstore in Cabo San Lucas. Cabo, Deborah, don't get any prescriptions in Cabo.
Did she go to Cabo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where she got COVID.
That's where she got COVID.
See, it's a good thing she didn't go to the pharmacy and try to get a medication for it. She might have had fentanyl.
Some pharmacies, including several in Cabo, are not only passing off fentanyl pills as legitimate oxycodone, but also selling meth tablets as Adderall.
Oh, Adderall.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So and so the feds knew about it here in this country and did nothing about it and didn't even alert the public. Wow. And then you have these fentanyl pills showing up now in prescriptions in America. I think in Pennsylvania, in the Philadelphia area, several people have died and they were taken prescriptions.
From legitimate pharmacies? You're talking about buying them off of social media sellers. Well, it would scare me if they're coming from, legitimate pharmacies.
I think it came, I've checked the story, but right. I think it came from legitimate pharmacies that somehow got into the supply.
No, see, that's what I'm afraid of, right? Not that I buy pills from pharmacies, but I mean that's going to create a bigger problem, though, if that gets larger.
I mean, it's really bad, and we're just standing around. Now, why are we standing around? I wonder why that is.
We should not stand around. John wants to send in drones and make smudges.
Yeah. I think that, that took care of the terrorist problem to a large extent.
But, all right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, oh, repeating our big story, three people at Robert Blake in the ghoul pool. Congratulations. death was announced on Friday.
That's a good pick.
I mean, we've covered murderers on this show for years. I mean, OJ's still walking around,
Boy, I'm waiting for that day.
That is going to be a big one. I wonder how many people pick OJ in the ghoul pool every year. He was a big pick the first 10 years after the trial. But
he's about 75 now, isn't he?
He is. That is correct. He is around. Exactly. I think he is 75 years old.
Yeah, he should be going out soon.
I think he was born in like 1946 or something like that. All right. Let's move to the audio that John mistook for a rush at the banks. Instead, it was, looks like Venezuelans trying to get into the U.S. They were rushing the Paso del Norte Bridge in El Paso, Texas. It links Mexico to the U.S. And, you know, there is several theories about how to make your way into the U.S. Sneak your way where there's no Border Patrol agents and maybe they're the only one and kind of get into the unguarded, open Another idea is to just be in a crowd, make a rush. Here's what it sounded like. Apparently, there was a sign on the bridge, which is Feliz Viaje, which is Happy Travels.
Now, there was some joker who posted online the false story that if you just showed up at the border, they were going to let you in.
Oh, that's what prompted this.
Yeah, that's what I heard on
Oh, it was like a special sale?
Yeah.
Special offer? Show up today at the appointed time, and you get into the U.S. easily.
Bill Malusia,
no questions asked.
On Fox said that's where it originated.
Was there a picture of like Biden? Was it in his Twitter account?
Saying, come on in.
Honestly. So how many of these made it through? Do we know? It says they brought in reinforcements. And the Mexican military attempted to contain the incident on their side of the bridge. But I can't tell whether or not some people were able to make it in through the scramble or what happened.
They ended up with a line of Mexican agents on the Mexican side of the border. And then Border Patrol agents on the U.S. side of the border. So now you had to get through two lines of guys with guns.
Wow.
So I think that stopped the run.
This could have been like a concert stampede. This was dangerous, right? Because it says people in the back were telling people in the front, keep pushing forward.
Yeah, I know.
Eventually someone loses their ability to breathe.
And there were little kids in there. People brought their kids to get stomped in this stampede.
Well, you got to get into the U.S. It's important to you make your move. Like you said, it was a special offer.
But see how quickly social media creates chaos? It's like somebody could post something about a bank run, right? Somebody posts something about, hey, the border's open today. Boom, there you go. I know. It's going to be more of this.
It's going to be a lot more of this.
Everything's going to collapse.
More ways people connect to social media. So.
Conway's here.
Hey now. You know, you guys were on the air, so you missed this, but I got to witness it, that Deborah Mark's nail polish is vegan. That was the conversation in the hall.
That would make sense. Yeah, I can see that.
That is important to know.
Isn't that wild?
Why are you out there in the hall?
I don't know. I'm trying not to.
Nothing good happens out there.
You sit in that little waiting room there.
Yeah, you got in the bullpen. You got to sit in the on-deck circle. Take a couple swings before you go.
Because there's like a chair for you in that little office they gave us, but we heard you don't go in there.
Wait. What?
We're supposedly, we share an office with you.
You've got a shelf there, right, John? Isn't there a little shelf for him?
A little cabinet.
It's with your name is on it.
Your name's on
where?
It.
Where? Honest to God, I've never seen this place.
I'll take you on a trip.
We haven't had an office since we moved down the hall a year and a half ago.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, it's a shared office. I think Handel's in there, too.
Oh, I don't know where it is.
Oh, John will show you. It's by the snack room.
You weren't invited?
I was not invited. All right. We have San Diego-based crypto bank Silvergate announces a shutdown, I guess because of Trump. And then California's 11th atmospheric river coming this way.
The 11th one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Disney's famous Dole Whip. You know that thing? Everybody goes and gets the Dole Whip. It's coming to grocery stores.
It's some sort of dessert treat, right?
Yes, exactly. Like ice cream,
pineapple something?
Yes, that's right.
I've seen it, yeah.
And listen to this. A record 60 million Americans are now living with multi-generational households. Grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, kids, grandkids, the whole run.
Wow.
That's kind of cool. I'd like to do that.
You wouldn't. Would you like to have all your brothers?
I don't know.
No.
But I don't know. I like living with my grandparents. I enjoyed that, you know. Anybody who's close to their grandparents, I think they're different than other people.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I really feel that way. Look, I know that some people never got an opportunity to meet their grandparents. I get that. I'm not including them. But if your grandparents were alive and you spent time with them and they were available and you made it a point to spend time with them, I think you're a different person.
For the most part, grandparents are not a-holes.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
They kind of lose it as they get older.
Right. Yeah. Well, grandparents, it's their second shot.
Right.
You know, and they don't want to screw it up again. Plus, you know, whatever, you know, however you treat their grandkids is also a message to the kids. You know, you treat the grandkids better.
Yeah.
And then your kids get pissed that they didn't get treated like that.
Yeah.
Ah,
so it's very complicated. But we'll straighten it all out tonight.
All right. So anyway. For now, I'm only going to buy vegan nail polish.
Yeah. Did I mention vegan nail polish?
Vegan nail polish is important.
It's called Pure.
Oh, you got the name too.
Yeah,
wow.
Look.
You were out there for a long time.
I know.
He's a good listener.
And you were listening.
I almost cut myself.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Big dog.
Conway's next.
Yeah.
Big dog.
Rozier's got the news. KFI, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.